Welcome to the podcast. This podcast is entitled, Should the Government Have Secrets? So, of course, what got me thinking about this is the whole UFO thing. Think about what happened with the UFO thing. They've been lying to us for like 70 years about it. And they just have secrets. And basically, what, a year ago, they came out and admitted they'd been lying to us? That there are these things flying around, they don't know what they are, and they can't catch them, they can't shoot them down. They didn't specifically say that, but they can't. So, it begs the question, why should they have any secrets from us? What's the point? Okay, I mean, yeah, there's some secrets they should have for military reasons, spies, whatever. But if you give them the power to have secrets, they can do anything they want. I mean, how do you have a government that's transparent and free and have it have a bunch of secrets and like secret power over you? I know that our elected representatives oversee them, the ones that have clearances. But think about all these things that go on in secret that they don't even know about. There are things that the president can't even find out about. Like Jimmy Carter was the first one to say, I'm going to get to the bottom of UFOs. He couldn't do it. They wouldn't tell him. So if the president of the United States can't get to the bottom of it, then do we have an elected government anymore, or is it just a facade? Who's really running things? If there are people back in the government somewhere that have been there for 40 years, like Dr. Fauci, I'm not saying he's a UFO guy, but there's somebody back there that we don't know who they are, who knows stuff that they won't even tell the president. Who do they think they are? It doesn't seem like they should have that power. There's a member of Congress I heard on a podcast. They were talking about this, and he heard another member of Congress say, hey, I better watch what I say on my phone, because I know the intelligence agencies are listening to me. Are you okay with our intelligence agencies spying on, like, your congressman? And he's so scared about what he's saying on the phone. Because why? Why would he be scared? They're going to get him? Our own intelligence agencies are going to get a member of Congress? Is that their job? I don't want them doing that. I don't want them spying on me or you. That's a police state. They're not the KGB. Do we not really live in a free country? This is not how it's supposed to be. So maybe we've let this go too far. You know, we're protecting you during the Cold War. Oh, we're protecting you from this and that. When we're really just spying on you to make sure you're not troublemakers. Well, we're the sovereigns. We are the sovereigns. Not you. You work for us. The people run this country. The people are the source of power and the eventual or first decision makers in this country. We just pick people to run the government for us. You're not our overlords. Maybe you need to learn that again. Maybe you need to go back to eighth grade civics. The problem is in eighth grade, all they're teaching people is about social justice bullcrap instead of civics, American history. Like that clown. And I mean clown on I don't know, who says, yeah, the Constitution is trash. And even the people on The View were like, wait, what? What did you say? He's like, yeah, it's basically trash. You have to be a moron to think that. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're a moron, whatever your name. Anyway, so here's a couple things. Maybe you've seen that Lou Elizondo guy. And this whole like, what is it, expose? I don't know what it's called, where they leaked these UFO things. I mean, think about it. They've been lying to us for 70 years, telling us it's swamp gas, making fun of anybody who got abducted by aliens, all this stuff. And now four videos emerge suddenly about these things that, and then they have whatever his name that showed up on Joe Rogan, that pilot who said, yeah, this is what happened to me, the Tic Tac and all that stuff. And then Lou Elizondo comes out, and this seems very staged. This seems like an operation that they're doing. And Lou Elizondo's like, yeah, people asked him, why aren't you getting in trouble? Well, maybe he's supposed to be doing this. Maybe somebody said, hey, let's start leaking stuff and informing the people. And some people claim, well, it's just because they want a whole bunch of more defense spending. Maybe that's, it seems too staged to be actually a leak. Because if somebody actually leaked this stuff, wouldn't they just be shut up and in huge trouble? Like if Lou Elizondo is revealing top secret crap, why isn't he in a jail somewhere? And he said in an interview, I think he said exotic materials. Because they asked him, do we have you a UFO or blah, blah, blah. And he said something like that. So we have a UFO. The defense minister of Canada and this guy named Haim Ashed, who is the former Israeli Space Command chief. I don't know the former defense minister of Canada's name. But I read an article and they both said there's an alien federation. And Trump knew about it. And he was going to tell everybody, but they convinced him to stop. That Israeli guy was like the head of Space Command for Israel. I don't know how big of a job that is. For a long time. And maybe he's nuts. But why is the former defense minister of Canada corroborating that? That is nuts. And everybody just laughed at it, just like they laughed about the people who got abducted by aliens or saw a UFO. Think about Will Smith. He told this story. His son asked the President Obama, are there aliens? And Obama said, I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of aliens. What if that kid asked him, hey, are there unicorns? Are there leprechauns? Is the world flat? Would Obama say, I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of leprechauns? What? Why would he? Why? If you haven't watched the show on YouTube, I think it's called Basement Office. There's this New York Post reporter who goes into all this stuff. He's the one who brought that up. Because there was this guy from Britain who's like the UFO guy. And he said, yeah, there's a part of the military manual that tells pilots how to report UFO sightings. And the reporter was like, there's nothing in there that tells them how to report sightings of a Yeti or Bigfoot. But there is something in there about UFOs. That's crazy. So do we really trust the federal government with this stuff anymore? After COVID, after 2020, after the election, does anyone trust the federal government with this kind of stuff? I don't. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. The federal government needs to be defanged. It is way too powerful. It's sucking up way too much money. No one really knows what it's doing. Nobody can control it. It's gone rogue in a lot of ways. The whole idea of the deep state, you can't fire some of these people. I mean, think about Fauci. No one knew who that guy was before COVID. And no one can get rid of that guy. Why not? Why can't the president fire Fauci? I mean, I guess Trump technically could have. Who else can't the president fire? Think about that whole thing with Area 51, where all those people on social media were like, we're going to storm Area 51. And they basically said, yeah, you'll get shot. Why? Why are there places that you'll get shot if you try to get in there? What could they possibly have that's so important? And shouldn't we be able to see it? Like, we're citizens of a free country, and our government has things that we can't see. And presumably it's to protect us, yada, yada. Come on. Does anyone really believe that anymore? What are they hiding? We want to know. And how come our elected representatives don't know? Or maybe they do know and they won't tell us. I don't like this whole, because think how many people are scared to tell the truth because they have a top secret clearance. What do they know? What do those people know? And they're all afraid because they'll get arrested. Maybe we should know. Maybe this is all, you know, the Cold War's over. I know we're moving into Cold War II and all that. I don't know. Is this worth it? We're heading into a kind of crazy world where I don't know what it's going to be like, but I don't know if I want my kids living in it. And maybe it'd just be better if we knew everything. Just tell us. I don't want to be, you know, treated like a subject anymore. I learned what that was like during COVID, and it sucks. We're grown ups. We can handle it. And all the conspiracy theories are making it worse because we don't know what's true and what's not true. And I think that's what some of them want, is for us to all be arguing with each other all the time and going down rabbit trails or whatever it's called, rabbit holes, instead of actually finding out what's true and what's not. So maybe that's their strategy. But I question whether the government should have any secrets at all at this point. Thank you for listening.